With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Friendly Force users, and welcome to another episode of Equestation Podcasts. I am your returning host, Chris, and I'm here with my ever-lovely host, Ian.
I'm always returning.
Always returning.
I'm always here.
I'm the one who just disappears, Renee. I just go on walkabout every once in a while.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, my friend.
Bye. It is good to be back. Good to be back. Sorry about my absence. I was... well under the weather for quite a while. but I'm back! And I feel okay. I feel alive. Alive is good.
Yes, alive is good.
Ah. Alive is good. Yeah. But I am ready to dive back into the many Star Wars conversations that I have been missing out on.
So much.
And we've got a pretty fun episode today planned. We are reopening our species focus genre, and we queried you guys on our Twitter, asked which species you'd like us to highlight this time, and the Hutts won the day.
Narrowly beating out the Sith, by the way. Narrowly beating out the Sith.
Yeah, narrowly.
So clearly, there's
but I think it's I think it's pretty cool.
Out there.
Yeah. It's a good, but it's a good follow-up to the Twi'leks.
I was just gonna say, I just thought about that 2 seconds ago, I'm like...
Right? Like, it's a fantastic follow-up to the Twi'leks.
We did so. Twi'leks, now we're doing Hutts. Is there a pattern? I don't know.
No.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we've only done two of them, and this is the second, this is the second one.
Yeah, no, I thought that was really funny.
Oh, boy.
But before we dive into that, we've got a little bit of just a teeny bit of Star Wars news to touch on.
A smidgen, yes. Gamescom had their convention, and they showed us the first kind of gameplay of Star Wars Squadrons, which looks amazing, and I really cannot wait to get my hands on this game.
Yes.
It's on the Star Wars NEA YouTube channel, so go check it out there. It's like a 2 or 3 minute little trailer. We got footage of Hera in there, of Wedge, confirmation that Leia is going to be in there, Admiral Sloan, excuse me. So that comes out October 2nd. There's no delays there. Hurrah, hurrah. We did, however, find out...
That's going to be my Halloween present to myself.
Exactly. Because we give gifts on Halloween, sure.
It's the best holiday of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess myself.
So, we did find out that the Lego Star Wars game that was supposed to be released holiday of 2020, this year, has been pushed back to 2021. Mike kind of is very upset by that.
Yes.
She's like, why? I want to play the Legos.
Yeah. I wonder what the holdup is.
I'm gonna guess fine-tuning stuff. Because it's supposed to be spring of 2021, yeah. So that's still, like, early-ish 2021.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah. And they did release a trailer for that, too, by the way.
And I'd rather it be a complete game than...
Exactly.
Release early. So,
that's fine. They did say that the deluxe version is coming with character packs of, I believe I read, what was it? Mandalorian character packs, Rogue One character packs, Solo, and I thought the Bad Batch as well.
Cool.
So, if it's coming out in spring 2021, and they're having Bad Batch characters, that makes me think maybe that's when we'll get our first kind of Bad Batch look, or maybe even released by then, I'm not quite sure, but...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the timeline is. I mean, I know that pretty much all we have to look forward to right now is animated things, and I think we're going to be getting a lot more animated content.
I mean, I'm not mad at the animated content, because it's great, so...
Yeah, no, I love animated content, so I'm all for it. You know, and it keeps people working, and it keeps people working safely. Yeah. So in the industry, so that's great. You know, that's great.
Another bit of news I just thought of: Hot Toys is releasing an Ahsoka figure.
It's so pretty. You saw it, right? It comes with all the accessories. Oh God, yes.
Gorgeous, and
yeah, I'm pretty sure like our friend who does Ahsoka immediately bought it. Like we were talking about.
Oh, did she get it?
I think that she pre-purchased it. Yeah, I think she pre-ordered it with like within 5 minutes.
Ah, so it's $225, which I mean for a Hot Toys price, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad, and it's really pretty. It gives you some fantastic views of her outfit, especially if you're
yes,
an Ahsoka cosplayer. And it comes with some super cool accessories.
Yeah, and the face sculpt is really, really pretty, too. It makes me kind of think, like, is this going to what it's her live action pretty. Is going to look like? I don't know. But yeah, it's really, really pretty.
I'm still weirded out by that whole thing.
Well, and then did you also notice that in some of the still photos of her, that they had a Darth Maul in there, and I'm going to bet they're going to release a Mandalore Darth Maul soon. Because
ooh, that'd be cool.
He was in that outfit and he has the lightsaber from there too, so I'm like, where's that announcement at?
That would be very cool.
And speaking of Darth Maul, segue.
Oh Lord.
So
that was a terrible segue ever.
For those who listened to our last episode, we had Simon Ray on from the Screen Heroes podcast, and she filled in for Chris in her absence. And her and I talked a pretty good amount of the whole Ray Park drama of what he did on Instagram, what that means for the fans, what that means for, you know, the future of him in Star Wars and whatnot. So I did not get to talk to Chris about this because obviously Chris was sick and, you know, she couldn't talk about it. So give me your hot take on this.
It makes me uncomfortable. You know, he had the opportunity, I guess, to come out and give us a really good explanation and apology and then explanation, rather, and that order is preferred. And we're not seeing that?
Yeah, he hasn't said anything. It's been like a month.
It's just radio silence, so we're all just sort of sitting here like, okay? You know, like, where do we go from here?
Like, are we just gonna pretend it didn't happen? Because that's not the case.
I think that's what he's hoping for. I mean, if you go radio silent, you're probably like, well, there's so much crap going on in the world. People will forget about this, like, eventually, right? People just forget. And that's, you know, the thing is, the fandom never forgets.
Oh, no, especially when it's been... So, it was only up for, I think, an hour, like I said, and it got around 30,000 views, I think? In that 1 hour?
Jeez, yeah. So, no. Once it's in the fandom database, it never dies.
Yeah, it's on Pornhub, too, so, you know.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, so, and I, you know, if you want to listen to my thoughts on it, you can listen to the previous episode. But, yeah, there's been nothing said, nothing has been said by even Lucasfilm saying, hey, we're not going to do anything with Ray Park anymore. You know.
It's weird.
When this was happening, like a week beforehand, they were rumoring a Darth Maul live-action Disney Plus series. It was going to be like him, Crimson Dawn, that kind of stuff.
Oh, well.
And now sources are saying Lucasfilm has put a halt on the Darth Maul live-action series. And...
Oh, hey. Hot update for you.
Oh no.
As of 5 hours ago, his wife has issued a statement.
Oh.
Hold on.
Breaking news.
Hold on to your lightsabers, folks. Where did it go? What? I just saw this.
Oh no, where'd she go?
Okay, Wraith Park wife issues statement on Star Wars actor's scandal, blah blah blah. Where is the scandal? Okay. Okay. Oh wait, it's on Instagram. Okay. Is it Instagram? God dang it.
Just give us the deets.
Just give me the details. Come on. Oh, has it been removed? Maybe it's been removed.
Oh.
Let's see. Well, where is the comment?
Did she remove it?
I don't know if it was up to her. Now, in an attempt to clear things up, Lisa Park has posted an image on her Instagram page which explains the video was indeed uploaded by mistake, that it's incredibly hurtful that people believe she's been unfaithful, that the messages from her children were maliciously faked, and that the entire family is suffering because of the story. Okay, that's pretty sad.
So, but did he upload it by mistake, or did someone, like, hack? Did it say?
Okay, so... I've always thought that it's really difficult to upload things by mistake, but I'm wrong. And I've seen this happen firsthand. So my husband usually wears cargo shorts because he's of that age and he is a dad.
He rocks those cargo shorts.
And he's a white man, so this is what happens. So he puts his phone in his cargo shorts, you know, right? And just carries it around. Well,
oh, you told me the story, yes.
He was mowing the lawn one day, and all of a sudden, my daughter and I are watching television, and we have a Chromecast, and all of a sudden it switches off of YouTube, and then it popped, my husband's phone screen pops onto the television screen. And I'm sitting here like, what is happening? Because I know he's out mowing the lawn.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it starts like, it opens up the phone app, then it closes that, and then it opens up some random web pages, and it closes that, and then it opens up to Instagram, and it starts like kind of bopping around and whatnot. And anyway, it posts a photo.
Oh no.
From his pocket. He had no idea. And I didn't actually know this had happened before. This was a completely separate thing. So this happened twice to him where his phone just started doing stuff on its own because it was in his pocket. And the first time it posted a photo to Instagram. And it was a photo of some barbecue that he had made, which, you know, I didn't think twice about because my husband's pretty damn, you know, proud of his barbecue skills.
That's why he should be.
So I didn't think anything of it that he would post that video or that photo. And then a few days later he comes to me freaking out that he did not post that
it was a ghost.
It was a pocket ghost. So I believe it. I mean, look, we all do naughty things on our phones.
Not me.
He was doing some consensual naughty stuff. Yeah, I'm sure. Uh-huh. So he was doing some consensual naughty stuff with his wife, and I bet it accidentally got uploaded. I can absolutely 100% say that's possible.
Okay.
And I believe it. I believe it. And so if that is what happened, and then they've been getting all this hate from it, both, you know, he and his wife, I think that really sucks. It really does suck.
It's curious, though, that he hasn't said anything about this yet.
Yeah, maybe he's humiliated. I mean, maybe he's just...
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But as of now,
I think that if it happened to me, I'd probably just drop off the face of the planet.
For sure. And, I mean, I really hope that's the case, and it wasn't revenge porn like everyone is saying, because if that's the case, that's a really douchey thing to do.
Yeah, well, it seems like they're still together, so...
It's, yeah, and I, and there are multiple sources saying that the kids' statements were not true, do not take those to heart, and stuff like that, so... Well, yeah. That's interesting that you found that. I'm glad you did find that.
Yeah. Well, so, let's, I mean, that's a slightly better story to see, you know, so let's hope that that's the reality.
Will you send that to me, and we'll post that on our Twitter? That story?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I will send that to you right now, and we'll see if we can, I mean, this is really, like, this was supposed to be 5 hours ago, so.
Okay. So, yeah.
Hopefully there will be more on it somewhere.
Right. And hopefully it's the true story and not the fake story.
Yeah, the true story of the events.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be really nice instead of being sad over everything.
Yes. Well, while we debunk that and discuss that a little further, we're going to take a short little break. And then after that, we're going to talk about everyone's favorite crime species. I mean, it's not a crime species, but you know. The most prominent one, I think.
Crime species.
The most prominent crime species, the Hutts. So stay tuned, guys.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And we're back. Hello again. Yay! Flailing Muppet Kermit arms. So let's talk about the Hutts, shall we? Because
yeah.
So like we said,
lot to talk about.
This species beat out the Sith like by just a slight margin on our poll. So clearly we'll be doing a Sith one as well. Because. Like I said, that one was highly requested as well.
Yeah.
But, so, the Hutts. They're vile gangsters.
That's probably one of the most well-known, sci-fi alien species.
Yeah, it's like them.
You know, like really, really well known.
Yeah, like them, Vulcans, and
Klingon,
Ewoks.
So it's the big, yeah. And then like gray aliens.
Yeah, and then like you know the X-Files aliens.
Yeah.
which.
So much so that they got a major spoof role in the big Star Wars spoof.
That's right, they did.
Pizza the Hutt.
Yes, and
favorite dumb thing
in Spaceballs.
In Spaceballs, the crime lord is Pizza the Hutt, who is a giant hut-like creature made out of pizza.
I mean, to be fair, I would eat him, so.
I know, it always grosses me out that scene, all the scenes with him, like, make me oddly hungry.
Right?
Like, I'm both disgusted, but kind of peckish.
Kind of peckish, she says, folks. I'm kind of peckish, so, the Hutts, I didn't realize that they came in, like, a lot of skin colors, much like the Twi'leks. They come in...
Right? That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
It's so black, blue, brown, gold, green, molted brown, purple, tan, white, which is like a genetic defect, so you're just a freak, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, like, and yeah, so that one I knew. I knew that they had, like, the, for lack of a better word, albino Hutts.
See, I never knew. I only knew about, like, Jabba skin color and, like, Zeros, and that's about it.
Like, greens and browns.
Yeah.
But I didn't know... Like, blues and all that.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of cool. I mean, if I gotta be a Hutt, I want to be a blue Hutt.
I want to see a fucking gold Hutt. Are you kidding?
That's the golden god.
Yes, I just want to...
The golden god Hutt.
Do I get to rub his belly? Like, what happens?
Oh my god. That's the hut that ascended to godlike status.
Right. And then eye color, it's blue, gray, green, orange, turquoise, violet, yellow. Didn't realize they also had three lungs.
But that makes sense.
It does. Because I didn't realize it.
That totally makes sense from, like, a biological standpoint, for however it is that they are, whatever their musculature and whatnot is, I could see that needing either really massive lungs or a third lung to support all that. It's probably both.
I'm just scrolling down. So we're reading everything off of the Wikipedia page, and I just scroll to, like, a little paragraph saying, huts were not known for being healthy.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's interesting to me, because...
Really? Wouldn't have guessed.
They are quite long-lived. They have incredible longevity. Very similar to whatever the hell Yoda's species is. But they're not healthy? That sucks. So, like, they just live these really long, unhealthy lives? That seems bizarre.
Right.
It's an interesting contradiction.
So when you first saw Jabba the Hutt on screen, Return of the Jedi, what were your first thoughts? Because no one knew what Jabba looked like until Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. I mean, I was super grossed out. I was just a little kid. I was fascinated, but also grossed out.
Oh, I found him, like, completely disgusting, but I was also super fascinated because he looked so lifelike.
Yeah, no, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Like,
I've also kind of always, I don't know, like, I've never seen, I would love for somebody to do, and I don't even know how this would work, a legitimately good cosplay of Jabba the Hutt. Like the weird one from the re-release with the extended scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's walking around the Millennium Falcon with Han.
Yeah.
Like, somebody do that in a believable way.
The only way I could see someone doing it is, like, if they do the dais with it and they're just pushed around.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen, you know,
or, well, what if you were mermaids, and we see them pushed
around, so.
Yeah. Well, what if you were built onto, because it's, you'd have to build, like, basically, like, a tiny little chamber. So what if your chamber was built onto something like, a Segway?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that could work.
It'd be kind of cool. Or those hoverboards. That aren't actually hoverboards, but, you know.
Get the hoverboard.
The hoverboards that are a lie. Those things.
The hoverboards that are not hovering.
That aren't actually hoverboards.
Yeah, right.
So they should not be called that. But I don't know what to call them. Yeah. Those. I don't know. Somebody get on it.
Exactly. Do it and then send us pictures.
Live your fantasy. Okay, and I know for a fact that there is a weird contingent of people. I'm not going to say what sex, because I'm just going to say people who really, really want to be Jabba the Hutt.
I mean...
And it's creepy.
You can go ahead and say the sex, basically. Go ahead.
So there's a whole bunch of dudes out there.
There are dude bros.
There are dude bros who are sexually aroused at the idea of being Jabba the Hutt.
So they can keep slaves with them. They can keep the women, the scantily clad women.
Yeah, no, it's creepy. Like, since the days of MySpace, when I was barely not a child anymore, but on there, and I got weird messages, because I liked Star Wars, that were like, hey, you want to roleplay? I'm Jabba the Hutt, and you can be, like, a Princess Leia-type slave. And I have gotten those messages periodically for the last... like, 20 years.
That's so wrong.
It's so wrong. I got one of these messages literally 4 days ago.
Oh, that's funny, though.
Of a guy on Instagram.
No, did he really?
Roleplay. Yeah, he wanted to roleplay, and he had this Instagram account set up as Jabba.
Oh.
and he had all of these photos that were really, really bad photoshops of Jabba with different... Yeah, I know. Jabba with different slave or Hutt Slayer Leia.
Yeah.
Cosplayers that he photoshopped in, and it was just... Oh, oh my god. It was so bad.
I kind of want you to put him on blast now, but that's hilarious.
It was so gross.
Ugh.
Why, people? Why?
It's a power dynamic.
Yeah, it's a gross power dynamic. It's super gross.
Yeah.
I want to be a misogynist space slug!
It's... it's not right.
Anyway...
back...
Alright, so where are the... where are our favorite misogynist space slugs from?
They're from Nal Hutta.
Yeah.
And their homeworld of Nal Hutta had a hot atmosphere and was frequently streaked by greasy rains, creating a sauna in which Hutts were most comfortable in. So they like the hot...
sounds so disgusting to me.
They like hot climates, they like hot humid climates. They couldn't, like, survive in, like, Hoth or something.
But see, that doesn't make sense for Jabba setting up on Tatooine.
Well, because they like hot climates.
It's a desert.
But it's still hot. It's
super dry.
But
yeah,
but it had a hot atmosphere, so therefore they like it.
If you're, like, if you're a tropical creature, then you don't want to be in the middle of the Sahara.
Yeah, but if he's in, like, the AC of his, if he's, you know, in his palace, he's not going to care.
Yes, I'm assuming his dais has some little, like, false greasy atmosphere.
Speaking of greasy and the dais.
Generates.
So, there's a grate in the middle of the dais for, like, all of his, like, sweat and ooze that goes down, like, into it. And just, like, pools and collects.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever learned.
You're welcome.
I would like to remind you guys that you can refer back to our Designing a Star Wars House episode. That Ian wants one of these.
Shut up.
Ian wants one of these.
I would make a few
was
modifications.
This before or after you were aware of the grate?
So, it was before, but I forgot about it. Shut up, don't you dare. Don't you dare come for me on this day.
No judgment. No judgment.
So, speaking of, we should even say this too. Sorry we forgot to put this in the news section. This weekend would have been also Celebration, by the way.
Yes, we should be in Anaheim at this very moment,
yeah.
And we are not, and it's...
very sad.
It's not cool.
But anyway, so...
it's very cool. However, if you did, you know, plan on being there, just a reminder that the merch is up.
If I did what?
So, you know, if you would...
yes!
...like to buy merch, then...
it doesn't
go buy the merch.
I mean, the merch is kind of eh, but whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not that exciting.
You're not missing out much.
Yeah, there you go.
So, fun fact also, Jabba was 604 years old when he was killed.
Yeah, so he was not much younger than Yoda.
They can live for centuries.
Wouldn't it be weird if they were from the same planet?
I don't like that history at all.
So they've been around for a while. The Hutt are definitely an ancient species.
Yes, they're not founding fathers, but like they're very well established within the galaxy.
Yeah, which is why they're probably why they're allowed to hold power, you know, throughout the Old Republic, the New Republic, the Imperial times. They've obviously got, you know, they've got a chokehold in their niche on the galaxy that doesn't, you know, that it didn't really appear to be going anywhere until the post-second Death Star.
Exactly.
But I find it really interesting that their whole culture is built around crime syndicates, so being crime lords, because it's a really, I don't know, it's almost... obviously this is fiction, because it seems like a very unsustainable way to be. Like, if your entire existence is built up around crime syndication. Like, I wonder how the planet itself is run, you know? Like, there's gotta be other people, you know, like, who runs the Hut grocery store?
The Hut grocery store.
You know what I mean? Like, who does the everyday essential worker operations? Like, is that all literally controlled by the crime syndicate? Like, I mean, I guess that's possible.
I kind of see them as, like, you know, the, you know, Italian mob, basically, of Star Wars. They control everything.
But, the Italian mob doesn't literally run the Italian states.
No, but they still have people,
they're
like...
powerful.
They have people, though, in high power. And in,
yeah,
you know, high power
absolutely
positions.
Powerful, but... Yeah. But there's, like, there's more... There's obviously much more to Italian culture than just...
Oh, for
sure. Mafia. Whereas with the Huts, it's like... That is their culture. Their culture is that they're crime lords.
Yeah, because it's... I was reading the thing right now saying, most Huts were crime lords who lived opulent lives, overseeing criminal underworld activities like spice smuggling, slavery, gambling, bounty hunting, and so much more in Hut space. They were typically, obviously, obese. However, with the Nar Shaddaa kingpin, Gracchus being the exception... And fun fact, he also wears, like, a necklace full of lightsabers.
That's kind of cool.
So, that's, it's really cool.
You know, it's interesting. I think from an economic standpoint, I guess if you've got a whole galaxy to subdue, a whole galaxy of opportunity out there, it is more likely that, well, you know, like, with our world, we've got a 1%, and the 1% control the world.
Mm-hmm.
So the Huts, in a way, are like the 1% of the galaxy. That makes sense. I could see like a certain species comprising the 1%. So I guess if you extrapolate population of a galaxy versus population of a world, then yeah, I guess it makes sense that their entire culture could be built on crime.
Right.
That makes sense. Going anthropological on you guys for a second here.
We're doing a deep dive, folks.
We're doing a deep dive.
It's...
But, yeah, okay. Alright, I believe it. I believe it. I thought about it, now I believe it. Okay, cool.
So, remember how we were talking about the godlike Hut?
Yes.
Get ready for it. I'm not going to pronounce this name, so I'm just going to try it. Bunta Hestelik Shadru was a Hut who ascended to godhood.
Yes.
And to celebrate the deity's ascension, the celebration of the Bunta Eve classic, aka the Pod Race, was created.
Yay!
So, there... Well, and speaking of Egyptian, we found out also in the Clone Wars that the Huts mummify and wrap their dead.
Yeah. They do have kind of a weird Egyptian tinge to them. And they're, you know, they're big into slavery, so they are literally responsible for the whole Twi'lek slavery ring.
They are a big,
Twi'lek,
yeah.
Human trafficking.
Yeah. Yeah, because it says, for centuries, Huts dominated much of the organized criminal activities in the galaxy. They dominated the Twi'leks on Ryloth and the Nikto species for several centuries. Centuries.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Like, not just, you know,
so
a few
suck.
Years, but centuries.
They suck a lot.
They do. Yeah, the Huts... They're a very interesting, like, looking species, because they're basically just giant slugs, but, in you know, you wouldn't think a giant slug would have so much power, but, you know, a snap of their fingers and they'll get you killed.
Yeah. And it seems like if they're the kind of slug, like, apparently some of them are a little bit more agile than others, if they're moving around, I don't think I'd want to be in the way.
Yeah, are they fast? I don't know.
I bet they could be. Like, can you imagine getting steamrolled by... Oh, God. Oh, that's a nightmare. That's a total nightmare.
My question is, if you, like, chuck salt rocks at them and pour salt on them, will they shrivel up and die?
Oh, no. I love it.
Like, I just want, like...
Luke just comes in and...
What?
Throws salt at them from his pocket.
I want, like, a comic run of someone trying to fight a hut, and, like, they drop him into, like, a salt vat, and then they just, like, shrivel up and die.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I want that to be a canon death so bad.
I want to see, I want to know what they look like on the inside. Like, I want to know what a dissected hut is like.
Well, I guess...
You know, how does their physiology look?
Originally, in the Legends lore, they didn't have skeletons.
Yes, now that I remember.
But...
That doesn't make sense, because they've got hands and arms that are articulated.
I know.
So that never made sense.
And originally... Legends. Also in the Legend as well, they were, hermaphroditic. So they could, copulate with themselves.
That is no longer the case.
No, yeah, Pablo Hidalgo, revealed at Celebration Anaheim 1 year that he was like, no, there's males and females, there are no, hermaphrodite huts anymore.
Yes, and you can see a prime example of a female hut. You go to the Star Wars Wikipedia page.
On the canon section.
Look up the huts. On the canon section, scroll down, and you will see a picture of a Twi'lek next to a female Twi'lek next to a female hut, and you know she's female because she has eyelashes and a bra.
And the purple eyeshadow.
And the purple eyeshadow. So, yeah, don't be mistaking her for a boy hut,
because
she's got boobs.
As do the boy huts.
As do the boy huts. But I was like, what does this imply? Does she have nipples? How are the hutlets fed? How are hutlets born?
Oh.
Are they, I feel like it's an egg thing?
Well, because Jabba had a son, so that means he had to have sex with someone.
Yes. Well, I'm sure he had non-consensual sex with a lot of someones and something.
That's also true.
That does not surprise me.
But there's also...
But I don't want to know how.
There's a hut in the Clone Wars, and she also appears for, like, 2 seconds in Phantom Menace called Gardula the Hutt. And
yes.
She is a female hut.
Isn't she, like, his aunt? Is she his aunt?
No, she's a part of the crime family, but I don't think she's related to him.
No.
But she doesn't wear a bra or anything. So, like,
well, maybe she is a more liberated hut.
She's just, like, freeing the nipple on Tatooine, just fully, just full.
Free the nipple.
Full hut teat exposed. And,
hut
and,
teat, oh my god.
And that's the soundbite to promote our show.
Free the hut teat.
We're gonna get so many views now.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Yeah. So, but no, I am genuinely curious how they... do what they do.
It's
how they continue the species. And we do know that we obviously do know that they have babies. That's how the Clone Wars cartoon started.
Yes. They're not I mean, no matter what, like, stage of life they're in, they're not pretty.
No, they're just gross. And apparently always greasy and always slimy. Nothing about this seems appealing. How the hell did these guys come to power?
Yeah, it's not like they won a beauty contest.
It's, you know what it is? It's because they can withstand the Jedi. That's what it is. I guarantee it.
Oh, the mind tricks, you mean?
No Jedi mind tricks. No Jedi mind tricks.
Is that for all huts, or was that just for Jabba?
I always thought that was for all huts.
I guess we never really saw it because it was just on Jabba, but...
I am going to Google that, because now I'm curious. Are all huts... Yeah, I like how Google autocorrected, are all huts fat?
Yes, they are.
Immune to the Force. Do huts have a biological resistance to the Force?
See, and I don't know now, because is this Legends? Is this canon? I don't know.
Well, oh, and then there's Watto, that's right. From Phantom Menace. Tadarians don't... mind tricks don't work on them either. So... I don't know. Maybe it's a thing. Maybe there's a few random things.
So what'd you find out?
Alien resistance to force abilities. Let's see. Jedi Path of Mandalore for Students of the Force is now Legends canon. Never mind, that's Legends, so it doesn't matter. But, I don't know. It doesn't look like there's an answer.
Interesting.
We do know that, you know, Watto and his species are...
Yes.
Are resistant to it, so I would like to assume that that's probably something with the Hutts, too, and that's probably what helped them rise to power. Because otherwise, you know, like we were saying, they're not really that... They're scary and gross-looking, but they're not that menacing from, like, a battle standpoint, especially if you're a agile Jedi. Like, what's a Hutt gonna do? Even if they can resist your Jedi mind tricks.
That's true.
you could still mow them down with your lightsaber.
And, you know, we don't really see, like, any Hutt Jedi either.
So, if I recall correctly, there are some Hutts with Force-sensitive abilities. But it's not common.
Are they Legends or are they canon?
I feel like that's canon. I feel like I saw that in a more recent comic book, but I could be making that up too. I don't know. Let us know. If you know out there, let us know. Any Hutt Jedi out there, or Sith, or whatever.
Yes.
Dark Hutt Jedi. Can you imagine how?
That would be so weird.
So weird.
But also, like
I don't know.
I'd watch the hell out of that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Is the Force choosy?
Who
knows?
They can really do anything at this point with it. It's like, yeah.
Not those guys.
Yeah, no. Not. Is the Force prejudice? Maybe.
Maybe? I don't know. Strong. I've seen the Jedi Council. It looks a little prejudiced.
Yeah. Just a smidgen.
It's a lot of humans on there.
So.
Just saying.
Do you have, like, a favorite Hutt or a favorite Hutt moment?
I mean, yeah, when Jabba gets the living daylight strangled out of him by Princess Leia. That's, like, the most baller power move of the entire series.
It's fair. It's very fair.
It's gross. It's so gross with his gross tongue flipping out. Ugh. It's awesome, but you're like, yes.
I really like, I liked Zero in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
He kind of, you know, sound like Truman Capote.
Yes, this is true.
And
he
would talk. Let me see if I can do the voice. Hang on, what would he say?
All the kids in our watching audience are like, "Who the hell is Truman Capote?"
Right. Let me see if I can do the. Hold on, I can kind of do the voice. I think. Hold on. Let me. I'm trying to think of the line that he says.
You wait.
I'm trying to think. Hang on. Okay. I love that little Hutt. I don't want him to die.
Oh my god.
It's really bad, but
wow. Wow. No, that'll be our soundbite right there.
Yeah. And fun fact, I can also do a Marvin the Martian impersonation, so there's that for you.
I can see that.
Well,
you can't just tell us that and not do
it. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me, okay. Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom!
That was amazing.
Excuse me?
That was fantastic.
Do you have the P-32 space modulator?
Oh no, I love it!
Is it good?
Yes, it is good! I love it! My impressions, like, end at Pokemon. That's about all I can do.
I can do
a whole bunch of Pokemon.
I can too. But yeah, so people can be like, why the fuck are they.
We're not gonna do that to you guys.
No, yeah, why are they doing Truman Capote and Marvin the Martian on a Hutt centered episode? What's happening? But yeah, so that, I mean, the Hutts, basically, when it comes down to it, they're horrible, horrible people. I don't know really, like, one good Hutt. I don't think there is one, really.
In Legends.
In Legends there are, but damn it, they don't count anymore.
There are. Well, and you know what, that's, my favorite Hutt moments are from Legends, I think, aside from the movie. Because there was just so much dumb hut fodder that came out of Legends, and it was just so entertaining.
Oh yeah, the huts. You know, that's what I miss about like the sequel trilogy is that there were like no original trilogy alien species like whatsoever found in those movies. Like, there are no huts,
yeah.
No Rodians, no Twi'leks, no bit, like, nothing. Which,
they introduced a whole bunch of
I love the new stuff, don't get me wrong, new stuff is great, but it's like, where are the other ones at?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to see more prominent things with known species.
Yes.
And bringing the huts back would be super cool to know what happened to the whole hut, you know, like, the job of the Empire and whatnot,
where
their crime syndicate, it would be interesting to know.
I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, so where would you want to see the huts go? Like, because I would love to see, like, if they ever do end up doing a solo series on Disney Plus or Lando or whatever, I would love to see the huts appear in that.
Yeah, absolutely that.
And then, would you want them to be CGI or more practical? Because I want them to be practical.
New CGI, I think, could pull it off. Because the extended scene CGI is really awkward. Let's just go with that word. Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hold up. It didn't even look good back then. It didn't look good in the 90s. And now it just looks sad. It looks very sad.
Yeah, build us practical huts that we can actually talk to and touch and all that good stuff.
Ew, I don't want to touch it.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Practical hut suits, let's do that. And I wouldn't be opposed to seeing them if we ever get a Darth Maul series. I think they could play in really well, like we were talking about earlier. If that happens, hopefully that happens. That would be really cool. I feel like there's so much more to touch on with the huts, and they're such a, you know, beloved, weird species that already has a rich history that's easy to tap into. It'd be kind of cool to see more from them.
Do you, okay. No, I think I lost my question. My question left. So that about, does it for us for the hut species spotlight.
that was a weird one, guys. That was a weird one.
Yes, we hope that you enjoyed us going down the hut memory lane and us talking about huts and what we like and, well, not really what we like, what we just dislike about them a whole lot.
They're the species you love to hate. That's
yes,
what it is.
And we are also going to wrap up the show with a bit of sad news that broke yesterday, and we didn't quite know if we were going to say it on this episode or not, but as you may or may not know, Chadwick Boseman, who played T'Challa in the Black Panther and many other great roles, had passed away.
Jackie Robinson. Yes, very...
After a four-year-long battle with colon cancer.
Very heartbreaking.
So that means that he was filming Black Panther... Yeah. Infinity War, all these Avengers movies, he was filming this while he had cancer.
Yep, he was in between surgeries and chemo, and he kept at it. I cannot imagine how incredibly difficult it would be to maintain the kind of physique that it takes to be a superhero in a superhero movie,
mm-hmm.
and undergo all that. I mean, this guy was the real thing.
Yeah.
Real thing. And it is a massive loss to the fandom community. It is a unfathomable, staggering loss to the Black community, especially now. You know, there's not a lot of celebrity deaths that really touch me. I haven't cried about a celebrity dying since Carrie, but this one hit me. This one definitely hit me. It was so unexpected. He's so young, and he had so much more to give. It's really a shame.
It's rough. Really a shame. It's very, very rough.
Yeah. But he will always be our He will always be our King T'Challa. And we'll always have his memory and the wonderful things that he did give us, you know.
2020 really sucks guy. Ass.
Oh, jeez. 2020.
You know, when midnight hits on January, when New Year's Eve comes, I'm not going to celebrate 2021. I'm just going to say, nope, it's 2020 again. We're getting a redo.
Yep. Small again.
Just, nope, sorry. We're just, no. But, so yeah, we're ending on that note. But also, don't forget, guys, to follow us on Twitter at EchoStationCast. We like getting all these new followers. We've gotten a bunch lately, so keep it coming. Also, don't forget to review us on Apple Podcasts or any other podcasting site where you can find us. Because if you do that, we will shout you out and we will talk about you. I don't know. Your dog.
In a good way. In a good way. Not in our, like, we talk about the HUD ways.
Yeah, no, it's a nice way. It's a nice way. It's a good idea to review us. And so we will talk about you and talk about all the lovely things and everything.
And I apologize for my dog again. But yeah, you pet owners, you get it. You get it.
But Chris, where can they follow you?
You can find me, as always, on Twitter at TheDirtWitch and on Instagram at ChrisJaded. And I will be probably posting some new stuff soon, kind of experimenting with some things. We'll see.
Ooh.
But, we'll see.
And then you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at House of Turner Cosplay. It's HAUS. And then, obviously, you can find me on Twitter at IRTurner. And then, again, follow us at EchoStationCast. Share us around. Tweet us around. All that good stuff. We love being mentioned in these Follow Fridays by a bunch of people. We love, you know, being mentioned in people's podcast playlists for the week. It, you know, it touches us. It gives us a great sense of being. So thank you guys for listening so much. We hope to bring you more fun episodes. But until then, enjoy this one. And then also let us know what your favorite species is, and we may do a species spotlight on that. We know the Sith, people really like that one for some reason. The Sith are cool, I guess, because...
Yeah, well, they're cool. Yeah, that'll probably be our next one.
Yeah, but if you know any other species, let us know. Tweet us, let us know, and all that good stuff. But until then, may the Force be with you.
Mm-hmm. Be safe, be healthy, may the Force be with you.